Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
And it's a good morning. And not a particularly perfectly happy morning in that we lost one of our great pianists today. Doug Nervick, terrific friend, and I'm dedicating today's show with the Apple Sisters because music from the past is always present with us. We have the lovely, talented Apple Sisters as our guest today. They should be calling in shortly. And it's great. These ladies are terrific. It's Kimmy Gatewood, let me say it right, Rebecca Johnson, and Sarah Lowe, and they make up the creative writing team of the Apple Sisters and performing team. The Los Angeles Times says there's something gut-funny and satisfying about watching gorgeous, leggy ladies inexplicably make themselves unattractive. It's terrific. Ripping a page from vaudeville with Hepburn accents and Betty Boop moves, these gals are subversively funny, sexy, and just plain weird. Oh, yeah. They're wonderful, and they do this great show. And I caught their attention one day when a friend of mine sent me their audio and videotapes, and I started watching them, and I said, let me try and contact these lovely ladies and see if I can have them on the show. And they were up for it, and they have like 20 pages of information here. They're a variety show, The Apple Sisters, starring Candy, Cora, and Seedy. And they bring a vintage twist to modern comedy with all the verve and vigor of the vaudevillian stars of yesteryore. I like to call it yesteryore. Set in 1943, the Apple Sisters variety show is a live on-stage presentation of a radio broadcast on WXYZ Radio and around the world to the brave young fighting boys fighting the Axis powers overseas. Yes, those are our girls. And they're in California, and they forgot to call in, I have a feeling. Anyway, Doug Nervick, today's show is for you because I'm your biggest fan.
Hello, Apple Sisters. I am your biggest fan.
Hey, how'd you get in here?
I don't care how you got in here as long as you stay.
Well, aren't you nice? Would you like an autograph?
Oh, I'd love an autograph. Oh, Seedy, you're so caring and pious.
Oh, thank you. Shut up. That's so sweet. Shut up.
And Cora, you're so beautiful, and you're just like a newspaper spreading the news.
Oh, thank you. Just shut up.
And Candy, you have such wonderful penmanship.
Oh, shut up.
And you're all so funny.
Shut up.
And you have great dance moves, and your hair is
come
nice.
Oh, shut up.
You're very topical.
Shut up.
And you look good in primary colors, which is not easy to do, trust me.
Oh, thank you. Shut up.
You're just wonderful. You're the tops. You're the greatest. You're the cat's meow. You're the bee's knees.
Shut up.
Oh, Apple Sisters, I love
shut
you.
Shut up.
sisters are on California time, and meanwhile, they're not here yet, so I do happen to have a lot of their songs. They're really great, and they're gorgeous, and they present their comedy in such a fun style of retroism, I guess, is a good word. Am I making up my own words? But it's always fun. Let's see, what else have we got here? Here we go, more apples.
Kill a daddy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm wearing actual fishnets.
I love fishnets.
Yeah, for fishing.
Wait, actual fishnets?
There's a trout stuck in them. Can you get it out?
Kill a daddy. Make me a star. Murdering papa, take me far.
Yes, I will.
Daddy, father, make them say that we're gonna be stars today.
Yeah.
Kill a daddy, make me a star. Kill a daddy, make me a star. I'm in on my audition. I know they're riddled with ammunition.
Hot for breakfast.
Kill a daddy, make me a star.
Yeah.
Kill a daddy, make me a star.
Oh, I will.
I'll play them with my charisma, or dad'll put bullets in ya. Daddy's got lots of chainsaws. If you don't clap, he'll make a frog. You'll put my name in lights for you.
Fall from high heights.
Fall, baby, fall!
If they were here, they'd be even more fun. their CD, I'm sure, is just Google Apple Sisters, and you can find them. They have two CDs out, and I'd have more information for you if they actually had called in. But I like their comedy anyway, and they got great videos on YouTube. Let's hear a little more from the Apple Sisters. This is from their stage show, the Apple Sisters.
Our country's war-torn. We will stand, we will hide our inner woman. Gonna zip up our vest and pull up our hair. Gonna squish down our chest, fight the balls down.
Of man, Jerome. No, lower.
We're men, yeah. And we're fighting. We fight for freedom for all. We're men,
right.
We're uniting. We answer the justice call.
This is our Independence Day.
We're the Apple Brothers.
We fight for freedom, liberty, and justice.
We fancy women and we act real tough.
Hey,
we
thing you need me to lift.
We flex our pants, flip our hair with gel. If we need a drink, we drink from a well. Hello, ladies.
I'm Harry.
Dick. If we seem queer, don't act, don't tell. We're men. And we're fighting. We fight for freedom for all. We're men. We're uniting. We answer the justice call. We're men. And we're fighting. We're men. And we're fighting. We're men. And we're fighting. We're fighting for freedom for all.
In your face song.
An award-winning, not only talk about the Apple Sisters, they're an award-winning musical comedy trio originally from New York and now the Darlings of L.A., alternative comedy scene. Since its conception, the Apple Sisters have presented a brand new hilarious 1940s radio show with original songs, dances, and commercials. And they've been performing to sold-out crowds, everybody. They've appeared as the Apple Sisters on Conan, Bridesmaids, The Ricky Lake Show, Current TV. And they've got a popular YouTube channel, which you should definitely check out. It's called Earwolf. Okay. For more information, go to www.theapplesisters.com. I'll just keep playing their music, and hopefully they'll call in.
To say good right, and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo!
What is it, Carly? What is it?
I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
Ruff, ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
That was George Benger from the Mom and Pop Shop every day, Monday through Friday. At 4 p.m., you could Facebook friend him at the Mom and Pop Shop, and we'll check that out. That spooky music you're hearing means it's time for more George Bettinger.
George Bettinger's Mom and Pop Shop, can I help you?
George, you must help me.
Count Dracula.
Help me, Georgie.
What is it, Drek?
I must have the record I ordered. I'll go bats if I don't get it now.
Oh, well, let's see, Count. I have a whole bunch of records that just came in. You know, I've been getting a lot of orders. Let's see. Is it Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba?
No, that's not it.
No, it's not that. How about No Money, No Problem by Feet, Puff, Daddy, and Mace? Not that either. Okay, Drek, wait. I have one more here. Ah, here it is. I'm in the Mood for Blood by the Plasmatics.
Yes, yes, that's it. I'm in the Mood for Blood simply because you're near me.
Well, come on down, Count. It's waiting for you. It's right here in the store.
George, I can't come now. The sun, you know.
Well, wear a block.
Hello, Raiden, Georgie. I need more bazooka with the comic in the middle.
Hey, Jerome, would you like to make a delivery for me?
Oh, joy, it would be a pleasure. I mean, I'd proudly go.
Count, you'll have it there in 10 minutes.
Thank you, Georgie. Let's go out for a bite.
Jerome, take this record to Count Dracula's castle.
I'll run right away. I'll be happy. Count Dracula, you mean the monster with the scary point with the cape? Boy, I don't.
Jerome, if you do this for me, I'll give you a dozen bazookas on the house.
Hello, I'm here to see the Count Leighton Hyman's diamond. Oh, please come in. I'll show you to the Count right now.
Ah, Jerome, what brings you here?
A bicycle, but I left it outside. Yeah. I brought you the record, album, disc type thing you wanted.
Ah, wonderful. Here, Igor. Go put it on the turntable.
Boy, what a castle-type house. Look at this. Wow, what a place here.
These are all priceless antiques, Jerome. They have been in my family for 50 generations. Hey, Jerome, what are you doing?
Look, Drek, this will be the biggest bubble, the biggest, largest mammal baby you've ever seen.
No, wait, my crystal, my bric-a-brac, my wedgewood. Wait a minute. Oh, Jerome, you had me scared.
I scared you, Mason Hyman. Don't be a nervous, Drek. I'm a professional. Imagine a spooky guy like that being frightened by me. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot to say goodbye.
Oi, hey. That kid gets no tip.
Help me.
Igor, stop playing now.
That was George Bettinger on the Mom and Pop Shop. You can listen to George Bettinger every day. Sorry, George, 4 p.m. on the Mom and Pop Shop. That's 106hotmix.com. George Bettinger, I think these women are right up your alley, and I was told one of them broke their foot. The other two apples, being very professional, have charged to the phone line and are now online. Hello, Apple Sisters.
Hello. How are you?
We're okay. A little panicked for the first 20 minutes of my show, but I'm glad you're here now. I've been telling them all about you, Apple Sisters, now in L.A. Now, who am I speaking with?
This is Rebecca.
And I'm Sarah.
Yeah. And so Kimmy broke her foot and had to have surgery today, and We came out in 1943 and back in 2012. So.
Well, better surgery now. That's all I can say. And you were listening to actually the man I was just mentioning, who was Dracula just now. That's George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop. And George, be sure to stay in touch with him for some music. And George does retro stuff on his show. And I think you guys, he loves comedy. So I knew you guys up in the New York area. I saw you perform live up here.
Yeah, we started in New York City, and then in 2008 we actually moved here.
All of you?
Sarah lives in Las Vegas. She's in the show Jersey Boys.
Oh, wow. So, Sarah, you commute back and forth to L.A.
I do. I have one day off a week. I have Monday nights off, and so usually two of those Monday nights I'm out here in L.A. with the girls doing either a show or a podcast or rehearsal or whatever.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. That is amazing. Now, Kemi, who's not here, I'm going to read some of the bios here. Kemi, she's the executive producer of Rita Cora, is a writer, co-creator of Apple Sisters, and a card-carrying member of Digital Revolution. Having written for The Morning After on Hulu. Let's see. So she does a lot of digital work.
Yeah, and she actually works at Maker Studios now. And she Maker Studios is kind of like an online studio for web development. Like they make a bunch of great comedy videos and have a bunch of channels. So
what's the name of that? Let's plug them again.
Maker Studios.
Oh, Maker Studios, right here. Oh, are those where I found your videos?
No,
or yours were on YouTube?
Yeah, we have our own YouTube channel, and we have our own videos on our website.
The YouTube channel is hilarious, ladies. That is just so funny.
And it's actually Kimmy's husband, Matt Johnson, does all of our videos. He's helped direct and then shoots them and then edits them. So we keep it all in the family.
But they're so professionally done. They're so well done. It's not like just a regular YouTube. It's like watching snippets of a real TV show.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you.
And that is, what is, Materman.com? What is that?
Well, Mademan, so I work for the company producing a show called Speakeasy. This is Rebecca. And it's Paul F. Tompkins interviewing celebrities at cocktail bars, and it's up on Mademan's YouTube channel. And it's basically a men's lifestyle magazine, but online. And so they have a whole online lifestyle magazine, but then also a YouTube channel with some content. And I produce the show with Paul F. Tompkins interviewing celebrities, which is so fun. I've gotten to meet so many amazing people and get to write a bunch of funny bits with Paul to say he's such a funny comedian. And recently we just shot some episodes with Seth Green and Jesse Tyler Ferguson and Paul Scheer. And we had Zach Galifianakis and Nathan Fillion and Patton Oswalt. It's been an amazing experience for me to meet all these people. And
that is Rebecca Johnson talking right now. That's Rebecca Johnson. That's amazing. And Sarah, look at you. I'm reading your credits. Pretty impressive. Swing dance captain?
Yeah, I swing and dance captain the show Jersey Boys. So my job there basically is just to maintain the integrity of the dance portion of the show, and put anybody who's new in it. It's a really fun job. I enjoy it a lot. And
you're kind of like a Broadway Vegas performer, because I see Mamma Mia on your credits, The Donkey Show, and these are great.
Yeah, I started, I moved to New York to do theater. It's actually funny, I'm originally from California, the Los Angeles area, and I moved to New York to do theater and ended up being cast out of New York for both Vegas shows, so I have some strange pull to Vegas. But around the time the Apple Sisters decided to move to L.A., back where I was from, I ended up getting Jersey Boys in Vegas. So we've been running the Apple Sisters show successfully from Las Vegas and L.A. longer than we were in New York, but we still consider ourselves a New York group.
Oh, yes, definitely. That's where I saw you on the downtown scene. It was at one of the alternative venues, and I'm trying to remember which one. It wasn't Surf. What?
The People's Improv?
Maybe at the Pit?
Yeah, that's where we did. That's where we started, at the Pit. So,
My friend Tom Carosa brought me to see you.
Oh, cool. Oh, yeah, we remember Tom.
Yes, and that's where I said, oh, these guys are great. And then I was, because I have a cable show up here in New York City, I said, I'm looking for, talented music videos. And he goes, well, what about the Apple Sisters? And I said, they have videos? And he said, yeah, and CDs. I was like, great. Where can they get your CD, by the way, or your CDs? Excuse me.
You can actually buy it on iTunes. You can go to our website, or even on our YouTube page, there's a link that now you can actually buy our CD right off iTunes, which is right off YouTube. So,
oh, yeah, you're fantastic. You should be a part of every kind of show. It's just, it's so nice and retro, but I had played five of your songs while waiting for you, but I love the man song.
Thank you. That song is fun because when we get to do it in real life, we start out, us, our beautiful selves.
So beautiful.
Feminine. And then by the end of the songs, we have mustaches on and hats on, and we push down our chests and... It's really a patriotic song about going to war,
it's terrific. Well, the Mom and Pop Shop, they're on Facebook as well. You should Facebook friend them. But they present a lot of that retro the comedy that we love so much. And I was playing some of his old bits while waiting for you guys. And it's great because you all are great singers. Where were you all trained? Different places?
Yeah, actually for me, I always loved singing and dancing. I used to do dance. I used to do Martha Graham, like modern dance, when I was growing up. But when I got to college, I started doing comedy with Sarah's husband, actually. That's how I met her. and we've been doing improv comedy and writing sketches and all that kind of stuff, and I was just doing musicals on the side. But it, by doing the Apple Sisters, I've obviously learned a lot about harmony, more than I ever had learned before, and learned more about musical theater and been able to incorporate all the things that I grew up dreaming of doing. Like, I dreamed when I was little, I'd be like, I want to be on Broadway, but it'll never happen. And now I get to, like, sit and do this all the time and use, like, the musical and use the comedy stuff that I've been doing.
Well, it's interesting because it is for talented ladies such as yourself, you do have to think outside the box. It's, you have gone ahead and said, we're not waiting for anybody to give us anything. We're just going to go ahead and do it ourselves. And
yeah.
It's very, very interesting because it is, your YouTube is like watching a mini little entertainment show going on. It's I'm sure the movie is there somewhere to be made, but it's a great little bit you have going. We have people, I have a chat room, I don't know if you know that, but there's a chat room on Blog Talk Radio, and Lizette Bettinger is, they like you. Yes. All right. And Steve Mendoza is in the chat room as well. You've got two other radio shows listening to you right now. And yes, the Apple Sisters have been, yes. Oh, they posted your YouTube. Oh, thank you. www.youtube.com, user Apple Sisters. Go to that, everyone. My chat room is very nice and supportive. But it's great. And the poor Kemi, I hope she feels better with her foot. Now, Kemi, did Kemi ever perform solo?
Yeah. She does a bunch of solo, and she has her own YouTube channel as well, but she has performed a bunch of musical, like the three of us had all kind of done stuff separately. So Sarah did musical theater, and Kemi wrote her own comedy music songs. So her stand-up act, she used to do stand-up and also...
That's where I know her from, because I'm a stand-up. Okay. I knew it was familiar. And what are your upcoming shows?
We have a show on October 29th in Los Angeles and October 27th in Las Vegas, actually. And then we have show in November 12th in Los Angeles as well. So what we are doing now is really fun. Since Sarah's in Vegas, we're able to do some shows in Vegas, and that's super fun.
That's terrific. Have you guys ever thought of getting one of those free cars with Apple Sisters on it because of your travel mileage?
Oh, we would love to have a free car, and maybe if Apple would sponsor us and give us some iPads.
Oh, there you go. You know, you should do a promo for them and just send it to them and see what they say.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? Bands who have those, their cars, bands who have cars and their photo is on the car. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, you know about this? Where they pay, they give you a SVU or SUV, And your logo is on it, but you're driving it, so you're really like an ad for them back and forth because it's
right.
A Range Rover or something. Well, you should check into that. I'm just thinking like a mom. With all that mileage, you girls should be getting something. Let's play a little of your harmony here. I like this one coming up. Ring, ring, ring. Here we go.
Tell me a life-changing, thrilling action-adventure movie that'll make me laugh, cry, sing, cry again, laugh a little more, and fill me with a sense of redemption. Or, get out!
We have just that kind of a story. It's about, three telephone operators. Hello? How can I direct your call?
Who overhear the murder
of a cat burglar.
Just rearrange everything. Need to pull harder on the heartstrings. Who wants to root for a murdered burglar? Add more drama.
How about three telephone murderers who operate from the chat?
That's a great idea by me.
Ring, ring, ring. Rang, rang, rang. Rung, rung.
but it's all wrong. Needs more cat.
More cat?
More cat! Right meow!
How about three telephone cats who own a murderer?
Oh, sounds great. Break a leg.
Jerome Kurtenbach play our piano because Andy Hertz said we had to stay in New York and be a music director and a composer there. So we came out here. And what's great about both Andy and Jerome is, as the Apple Sisters, what we do for our music is we get together, we kind of decide the song we want, we write it, and we go to them and say, okay, we kind of want it to sound like this, and this is our idea for it. And then they help us arrange it with our three-part harmonies and give us
you guys have, I noticed, very, are you all belters? Very strong voices.
I think basically, I grew up doing theater, and as Rebecca said, she did some theater and so did, and then Kimmy did theater in school also, but taught herself how to play guitar, and I think because we're all we just tend to belt more than do anything else. But I
do. I mean, but that is, it's a nice, rich, full sound. I see Rebecca managed to get into the chat room here.
I did. We kind of both get in, so we're actually both here under Rebecca.
Rebecca, yeah, okay. Yeah, well, if you'll notice, you have another radio show listening to you, which is George Bettinger. He's in there typing away. And that's his lovely singing wife, who loves your voices, Lizette, listening as well. And
Steve, thank you. So very nice of them.
Yes, and when it comes to voices and stuff, you guys are great, and it's. I'm surprised you don't have a political song out at this point with the election.
Yeah, what we used to sing called "War Is Great," and actually it's on our album, so it's like "War Is Great, War Is Great."
We have it. Let's hear it.
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag. We are the Apple Sisters of America, and to the listeners for which we dance, three sisters with a draft card, indivisible with harmony and jet tape for all. Bags are packed and we're ready to ship. Got our automatic strapped to our hip. Travel paid with the U.S. Mint.
Don't boogie with a bogey.
You're a hero, not a zero.
Have a blast with your bomb.
Get you off the U-boat.
Da 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 da. War is great. War is swell. War is wonderful. War is great. War is swell. War is wonderful. Don't have to listen to your naggy waggy words. Got lots of time to read and write. Get up in the morning. Never have to worry about
gentlemen. I'm about to sing you the entire American songbook, A to C.
Speedy, there's no time.
That's right. Grab yourself some American cheese and hit it, Jerome.
My country, 'tis of the sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing.
God, Speedy, that's public domain. First, there's no time.
Over there, keep your eye on that grand old take me out to the ball game, take me out to the land of cotton.
Hey, girls, gotta get through this.
Yeah, you do it with that letter, boy, take a better inside.
Good, great, take it home, Jerome.
Hail to the chief, you're a flag, we'll call you
thinking of. That is got to be on every Jimmy Fallon show, every
thank you. You know, it's crazy, we wrote that song in 2008 and we were like, oh, this is, you know, how long are we going to be able to do that song? It's right. Like there's so many bits from that time that we wrote, like even while George Bush was still in office and all that kind of stuff, like political things that were going on that have not stopped. We have like some We have, like, recession jokes. We talk about the war. We talk about, like, all sorts of different things, and it's just hilarious, and it's hilarious for comedy.
Yes. Well, you know, that's the other thing. You come off, and I've seen your show, which that's not – I mean, get the CD, everybody. Go to iTunes, or can they go to a website directly as well?
You can go to theapplesisters.com and get the link to buy the CD.
Yeah, you can go there, but get the Apple Sisters. You cannot forget that. What they cannot see, and that's you could go to their YouTube, but still, buy the CD anyway because it's so much fun. If you have any relatives, and you, they would love this, moms, dads, because it really captures the flavor. But you guys, people have to see you live to really get it because you are doing every nuance of the 40s woman. From the gum smacking, the red lipstick, everything. You've got it down, the walk, the look, everything, the hair. And you're doing it, and it's surreal. To me, it's surreal. Because
oh,
I wonder what kids think today who don't know, like my generation, who grew up with hearing about it or seeing the movies, what they would think seeing of you. I'd really like to see a young person's interpretation of what they think they're seeing.
What's really fun is we actually have a lot of young fans on YouTube, like some 13-year-old fans that like us. And I think that, you know, we're over the top. We get to, like, just have a blast with our characters. And so for people who don't even know about pretty much, for people who have never even heard of the Andrews Sisters, they
well, that's what I mean. It's just you're surreal to me. You're surreal. If you step back and go, I want to look at these Apple Sisters without – like having a backstory. It's just a surreal adventure that, and you can quote me, a surreal adventure, comedy concepts. And it's so great because it is that. And then I love your use of color and your staging and your use of just, you really don't need a lot of set when you guys perform because you guys are your own set physically.
You know, it's just
Hello?
Perform here.
Yes. You're cutting out. Okay.
Oh, at the Elephant Theater where we perform here in Los Angeles. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, now I can.
Okay. We have, you know, we're kind of just at the mercy of where the set is in there. And that's actually really fun because it is very much like an old radio show where we kind of get to play on whatever's there and try to use it and incorporate it into our show and numbers and whatever.
One of our most fun sets that we got to the theater and we had to use the set. It was like there was an old Western style set and there were hay bales and like a big wheel that would rotate and we got to just
like, used a set and incorporated into whatever show we had already written, and it's so fun. It's actually, we love to improvise, so we take our written show and we do all our written jokes and our songs, but then we also go with the flow with whatever's happening, whether it's going to be a broken foot, I mean, we'll still be doing the show on Saturday and Monday, or it's like crazy, you know, hay bales all over a Western set. We'll just incorporate it and say, like, you know, we're on the back lot of some Western movie, and it's really fun.
Yeah, you should send your War is Fun song to the Mom and Pop Shop. Go and give him the link. It's on Facebook, Mom and Pop Shop, George Bettinger. That's on hotmix106.com. They're on at 1 o'clock L.A. time, 4 o'clock Eastern time. But definitely you should send him because he loves that old stuff. But that war is great over there. And you guys just crack me up. I'm still laughing at that song. And it's great, too. So tell us again, let's go over where your upcoming performances are.
So on Saturday, October 27th, we'll be at the Onyx Theater in Las Vegas. And on Monday, October 29th, we'll be at the Elephant Lab Theater in Los Angeles. And then our show right after that is November 12th. It's our Thanksgiving show with Paul F. Tompkins, and that's at the Elephant Lab as well.
Wow. You don't by any chance know John D. Domenico, do you?
I don't think so.
I have to tell him about you. I've got to hook you up with him. He does a lot of industrial shows. But you guys are just so fantastic. Do you do a lot of industrial shows, by the way? I would think you'd be perfect.
We don't. We do a lot of comedy shows.
For corporations.
Yeah, you know, we don't really get an opportunity to do that much. I think what's funny is, we sing our stuff well. We sing our comedy stuff well. And every time somebody has said, you know, oh, you're a singing group. Here, you should sing this. I don't want to give away too much, but both Rebecca and I don't really read music. We kind of just learn it as we go. So I think we, you know.
I'm that same kind of a singer. No, it sounds like this.
Yeah, exactly.
And we've done corporate gigs separately with different improv troupes we've been a part of, and so we have kind of experience in taking corporate.
Oh, I could see you just doing whatever the product is, a whole radio show with whatever the corporation, whether it's Apple or Apple should hire you immediately. But
the Handsome Coffee video and our Pickle video are actual real commercials for real companies, which is so fun. We have such a blast, like, you know, finding out about a company that's really cool, and in that case, both of them are our friends own the companies. But we found out about it, what they wanted to get out, and then wrote a song and wrote a video for it, which is super fun. That's what we love doing.
Do they use it at all, or they just put it on their website?
Nancy, you're hitting the nail on the head. These two commercials we love to have done, and in fact, the Pickle commercial, Bob McClure. For McClure's Pickles had us do a commercial, and he was in it with us. And I was in Vegas at a fancy cheese shop called Valley Wine and Cheese. And I said, oh, you saw McClure's Pickles? And he said, yeah, you know, and there's this really cute commercial that they do along with it that I put on my website. And I said, oh, yeah, I'm in that. I'm one of the Apple sisters. And he got so excited and was so surprised. So they do use, our commercials that we've made for them as part of their marketing.
And then we give away the pickles as gifts to our friends.
You
the
got
pickles
paid
are
in pickles?
Yeah, McClure's Pickles. They're based in Brooklyn. So then Handsome Coffee Shop is based in L.A., but there's Handsome Coffee all over the place. So it's really fun.
Oh, I thought you made it up. I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Yeah, McClure's Pickles exist, and they're delicious.
Oh.
Delicious.
Of course they are. You know George Bettinger, who's in the chat room? He was the voice of the red M&M.
Oh, was he really? That's so funny.
Yes, and we have Gail Parento in the chat room, too. Gail, congratulations. I hear Omega Water Fusion was the hit of the debate last night. Omega Fusion Water opened up their new flavor, which hasn't yet to be unveiled, but it was last night at the debate in Florida in Boca Raton. So I want to tell her congratulations on that. That's a big one. And, yes, George Bettinger. You guys got to definitely hook up with George Bettinger. And this is great. You're doing so many shows. So you made the commercials and then gave it to the person after you made it.
Bob McClure, who does McClure's Pickles, who actually, we just put the link up in the chat room to go to.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
And we'll put Handsome Coffee up as well. Ron McClure is he's actually an actor in New York, and he and his brother took his mother's or grandmother's great recipe and started doing, you know, a small pickle company that now actually is not so small anymore. But he was, you know, we thought, oh, we should do McClure's Pickles as a you know, that is a very funny innuendo commercial. And he loved it, so he did the commercial with us. So that's actually Bob McClure.
Has it aired on television at all? Has it aired?
No. All of these commercials are actually just online commercials. So they use them as marketing tools in their, sometimes on their website.
I'm being very sneaky here. Why I'm asking is because I'm going to air them on my TV show. So, yes, anything you want, just send it to me. I will air it, and that's on 3 stations in New York City and worldwide on the internet.
Wow, fantastic.
So cool.
That's so exciting, Nancy. Thank you.
Oh, sure. You know, I love the I'm always, that's how I got turned on to you. Thank Tom Carosa, because I was looking for, I have people send me their short films or music videos, and I happen to mention it, and Tom goes, yes, of course I know people who are talented. And you guys came right up there. And it's so great. I just love that you guys have just, you know, done this yourself, taken this on, creating your own content, and doing everything like, you know, as that. And it's terrific. It's just terrific. George Benger and actually his wife, Lizette, they're on the radio show. They do all the voices. So you guys definitely have to talk, because if you ever need old-time radio voices, go to my friend George there. That's what he does, and especially celebrity voices and also like George Burns and things. So he'd be a great hookup for you guys. But I want to play some more music before we run out of time, because this song, there's 2 songs that I just like the titles of, and this one's called Shut Up.
Take a compliment, huh, Rumpf?
That's hysterical.
Shut up, Nancy. So, you know, that is Olivia Wilde.
You know, you guys are like, if Ethel Merman had 3 daughters, that would be it.
Thank you. That's the highest compliment we've ever gotten. Yeah.
If they're the 3 daughters, the unknown daughters of Ethel Merman, that would be you 3. They, those songs are just so funny. And you're very adventurous and daring in your music. But I'm still laughing so hard I'm choking.
And, you know, in that the guest singer in that song is actually Olivia Wilde, the actress from I'm trying to remember, she was on House and she did Aliens and Cowboys and or whatever that was.
Oh, really? That's her?
Yeah. We've been very lucky, you know, especially coming to Los Angeles. It's funny, but we've had a lot of people, a lot of different celebrities come to see our shows, and then they say, oh, you know, I'd love to be in your show.
We're like, sure. We'll want to be on our album?
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's phenomenal. That's terrific. And it's great. And it's just great. Let's say where you're performing again this weekend and your website very clearly and slowly.
TheAppleSisters.com. And on October 27th, we'll be at the Onyx in Las Vegas. On Monday the 29th, we'll be at the Elephant Lab in Los Angeles. And then November 12th, we'll be in Los Angeles at the Elephant Lab again. And then we have three Christmas shows as well, so stay tuned. Yeah. Stay tuned for those days.
Stay tuned, and you can go to Facebook and like them on Facebook, and I'm sure they post their information there. Is that where you post most of your performance info?
Yeah, we have it on our website and on Facebook as well. And also, you could just go to Brown Paper Tickets, and all the tickets are sold there.
Oh, look what I found here! I found Apple Handsome Coffee. All right, let's get that going. Apple Handsome Coffee. Here we go.
Hello, handsome. How do you do? Hello, handsome. What a brew. Hello, handsome. Care to bowl with a handsome coffee roaster. If you need a cup today of the best looking brew, got some hot and dapper Java just for you. The most attractive coffee you've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean. Hello.
Hello, Apple Sisters.
Hello, handsome. Say, how do you get that coffee to be so handsome?
Yeah, it must be real difficult and complicated.
It's just three easy steps.
Step one, roast the most jump to the town.
Dee Dee, we start with science to make our coffee so darn handsome.
Wowee, science?
Every unattractive bean goes through our vintage, fully restored and customized Probot UG22 coffee roaster and comes out handsome.
Ooh.
Careful, it's science.
Science was tricky.
Step two, murky, murky, percolator.
Say, how do you get the handsome from the bean?
Our world champion barista wrangles the handsomeness right out of the bean.
Wow, that's one hot brew. Want to wrangle me, too?
Step three! Drip, drip, drippity, drippity, drip!
Finally, the most important part. Service with a smile and slurp up the handsome.
Heavenly, it's the second coming of coffee.
Wow, this coffee's so handsome, even I'm attracted to it.
Is it me or the coffee that's so hot?
It's definitely the coffee.
Ah, nuts!
No, beans!
I love flicking beans.
Every cup starts right here in glamorous, sunny Los Angeles, Hollywoodland, California. Handsome coffee. They've got beans and brawn. Aw, heck, let's just sing about it.
Put some hot, handsome coffee to your lips. Get better looking with every sip. Try the most attractive coffee we've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean.
It's the handsome roasted coffee bean. Hello, handsome. Handsome coffee. Coffee made handsome.
Hello, handsome.
Warning, may cause sudden effects of handsomeness and good-lookingness.
That was great.
If you watch the video, you'll notice a really wonderful dancer in the background, Matt Donnelly, who's Sarah's husband. And he's actually in our living room right now, was redoing the choreography for us.
Hello, Matt. Does Matt have a website? Let's plug it.
We have a Twitter account.
Yeah, what's your Twitter now? It's at Sweet Matty D. He writes lots of funny jokes. He writes for Penn and Teller.
All right, Matt. What a talented group of people. Dinner with you guys must be just a treat. You're all so talented there. It's like talented dancers. You've got dancers. You've got filmmakers. You've got everything going on there. And this is terrific. You've got your website. They can go to Facebook to find you. A lot of good product coming out there. I'm very proud of you ladies out there just doing it yourself. I'd love to see more of you. You should definitely be doing promos for other radio shows and just keeping it out there, but getting paid, of course. but it's all good. It's all good. Let me just mention some of today's shows that are coming up. It's, you know what? She'll listen to it in retrospect. That'll be Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. She will love you. She would love you. George Benger is contacting you right now. He's sending you his clip so you know who he is. But you two definitely should talk. Three, four, five, six. There's so many of you I can't keep track. and Betty Jo Tucker today at 4 p.m., as well as George Bettinger every day, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on 106hotmix.com. And we're winding down in the show. Ladies, is there anything you'd like to add? I'm going to play one more one-minute bit I think I have here. But before that, what would you like to add? Anything?
Well, thank you so much for having us on the show. We had a great time. Thank you for playing all of our music.
I didn't play all of it, because if you want all of the music, ladies and gentlemen, you have to go to iTunes or to their website and find out how to get the entire album in sequence.
Thank you. Well,
and so you want to do that. But it's great. I love what you're doing. Keep up the good work. Keep me posted, of course, now that you know how to get into the chat room, Rebecca. Anytime, just follow me on Blog Talk Radio, and anytime I'm doing my radio show and you ladies see that I'm on, join the chat room and post where you're appearing next in the chat room, and I will announce it for you. So
you.
Just do that. George Bettinger says, Apple sisters are wonderful. And that's high praise indeed from a man who interviews major celebrities every day on his show. Very nice. Thank you, George Bettinger. Betty Jo Tucker today at 4 p.m. You'll have to cross-pollinate with them because George is also on at 4 p.m. So that's on Blog Talk Radio. And I think we're going to go out with an Apple ending. You want to tell us a little bit about this Apple ending I'm about to play? It's called Apple Ending. I think it's the last song.
It's at the end of our album. It's just like us talking at the end of our album.
Oh, it is? Okay. And but where did you produce this album, by the way?
Our friend Cyrus Giarmani helped produce our album, and he let us use his studio, which is also where he lives. And all the musicians came there and recorded with him. And then also our friend Evan Schletter, we recorded some of the stuff at his place as well.
You know, it is too funny. I know you don't know this because you're telling me this on the radio, but as an outsider listening to this, this sounds like a sitcom.
Thank you.
Every one of your friends is contributing to your future.
Thank you.
We can't thank our friends and community enough for all of that.
All right. And if you want to thank them, buy their CD, go to iTunes, support the arts, buy supporting the arts, literally. Buy their CD, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in. We're going out with an Apple ending. And here we go. And thank you, ladies. And much love to Kimmy. Hope she feels better soon.
Thank you.
Well, listeners, you've reached the end of the record.
Goodbye, 1943.
Oh, I wish I could relive it again.
You can. Just flip it over and start from the beginning.
Turn your record now to side A.
We'll wait. I'm waiting.
Do you think anyone's listening right now?
Shh, don't interrupt me. I'm praying.
Maybe.
I'm praying that everyone's turning it back to side A.
Are you just letting it run?
Brilliant. Ladies and gentlemen, please go buy their CD. Support the arts by supporting the arts. This has been Comedy Concepts. Steve Mendoza, you still there? This is for you.
Hey, you're listening to Nancy Lombardo, and this is Comedy Concepts. If you're not listening to Nancy Lombardo's Comedy Concepts, forget about it.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Nancy Lombardo. This has been Comedy Concepts, a very interesting day. And remember, the Apple Sisters, go get their CD and follow them on Facebook because they are fun and innovative, not to mention a little bit dangerous. Big kiss. Bye-bye.